hello, everyone.
Hello.
Wow. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good day.
Hello.
Good everything. Hello. Welcome. This is the Novo Combo Podcast. I'm Veronica Vo, and I'm joined by Harrison No. He's to my left.
Am I? What if I flipped it today?
I know. What if you do flip it? See, no, I never know.
No, I'm too lazy. I don't do that.
One day, one of these
one
days.
One day, who knows?
Who knows? But we're both just here, just wanting an excuse to talk about anything outrageous from anime to comics. But also, really, it's to clear up our never-ending backlog. But it's really never-ending here. So, you know, we'll see. Just we'll piles see. Of issues on top of issues.
Yeah.
But some would say it's two people conversing.
Novo Combo and GBO Combo spot right above my head, right there.
Wow. Genius.
Validation. Just genius. That's what I come here for. That's it. All right. Bye, folks.
That's it. Bye. He's gone now. But you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Combo on your podcast service of choice. We're everywhere, anywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And in this episode, we'll be talking about week 11. I almost said 10. Week 11 of our news dumpy.
I looked at the wrong one. You're right. Week 11.
Yeah. March 10th through the 16th, aka our birthday week. Yay.
You're old. I'm you too.
Yeah, I mean you too. Fun fact, but we share our same birthday, so.
Same day.
Same day, same year. Same.
Yep.
Really funny. But we'll get into it. Let's get into pop culture. The only thing that everyone was talking about was the
All
Oscars.
Week.
But not just the Oscars. A performance. An I'm Just Ken performance.
Dude, that was actually really cool. I was actually...
No, it really was.
No, actually, there's a few things that came out of the Oscars, honestly. Just really quick. I feel like there's like the... The continual hate for Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, 100%.
And then
yes.
John Cena. I don't know if you saw. I didn't see, but I heard.
I did.
I'm just kidding. This is the one time. I was like,
I did not see, but I heard. I heard something.
I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, but also like, dang, okay, cool. And then.
He wanted to do that. I'm 10,000% sure John Cena wanted to do that.
He already does that stuff. Like, he did that. He does that kind of stuff, like,
in wrestling and...
Not just that. It's just, like, he did it in the... Yeah, he's... You can see him doing that in movies. And then, like, for sure... I think the last thing I remember was Peacemaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he wants to do this.
He'll wear the whitey-tighties, like...
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He's great.
I know. But the I'm Just Ken performance really was peak.
That was peak. I knew it was, like... Wasn't it leaked or something, or like people speculated,
but he didn't want to do it. Ryan Gosling didn't want to do it.
But
everyone was reminded that he was in the Mickey Mouse Club decades ago, like in the 90s, so he's just, you know, reviving his Mickey Mouse house life.
Dude.
Which is really funny because I think Margot was like laughing her butt off. It was hilarious.
She was. Oh, it was
good.
I've seen every angle now online.
Yes.
And it's just so good. It's the fact that they got the majority of the Kens. I think almost all of them were there,
all the
right?
Kens, yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
Simu has a teared ACL.
Yeah, he had a teared ACL, so
yeah,
I was actually...
And he still performed.
I was kind of surprised. Well, I guess they didn't have to do as much. It was more like...
Yeah, but some of that dance moves were
some
like
of those,
on...
That was that one other thing I noticed. I was like, ooh, are you okay, dude?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. No, it was great.
It was funny.
Yeah. Lots of... Robert Downey Jr. won his first Oscar. I think Best Supporting.
Yeah, Best Supporting.
Yeah. He was totally like Tony Stark-esque on stage.
He was.
He did the thing, and I was like, that's from a movie.
Yeah, he had to. It was at that point, I was like, yeah. Dude,
what? Yeah. I know. Killian, he got Best Actor. Emma Stone, Best Actress. But, yeah. I don't know. That's all. That's all I got. Also, the hate for Jimmy Kimmel, which was great. It was great.
It's great.
Yeah, but that's all the pop culture news I have, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, surprising. But let's get into anime stuff because there. Oh wow! I look at this list and there's a lot.
Well, no, because the spring season's about to start, right?
Yeah, spring season's about to start. Summer announcements are here.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it. That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, season 3, aka the slime anime, is scheduled for April 5th. It's coming back.
It's coming back.
I'm excited. I will just need like a recap episode or something.
Yeah, I think.
Or just go back. I just need to go back and rewatch a couple.
I think I kind of remember what happened last.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Do you remember if the movie is important? Because I think you watched it, right?
I haven't seen it yet, but it's partially canon, I think.
Comment down below. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Mission Yozakura. Yeah. It's too early. It's a family anime, and it's coming out April 7th. It looks cute.
I think I've seen the poster for this one.
Yeah. It's cute. This one's really talked about. The Blue Archive, the animation scheduled for April 7th as well. A lot of people are talking about it's like a bunch of like waifus.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's this game. Yes. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I do remember seeing this.
Yeah. Oh, this... I was like, Harrison, you've probably seen this.
I've heard about this and I forgot.
But yeah, it's coming out also April 7th. Blue Lock the movie, it's scheduled in Japan for April 19th.
So we won't get it till like...
So we probably won't get it until June, July.
Maybe, yeah.
Ish, yeah. It's just an episode about Nagi, a character. That's all I will say. If you have not seen Blue Lock, go watch it.
Go watch it. It's good.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. The New Gate anime, scheduled for April 13th. This one looked interesting. A bit. It reminded me of Steins Gate a little bit from the poster. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I think.
A little bit. There's like some similarities.
That's cool. Not a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like another Kirito.
Favorite. Yeah, that's true. Demon Slayer. It's the training arc. We're in the training arc.
Yeah.
Yes. Scheduled for May 12th. The first episode is going to be 1 hour. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
See where that goes.
Well, we have an episode that we're going to actually talk a bit more about each new release for spring. So, that's why we're just kind of speeding through
it. Ah, your favorite. Fairy Tale. But now it's the 100-year quest.
So it's finally happening.
It's finally happening. Airing in July. Anime studio is JC Staff. So, yeah, we'll see. I have not seen it.
Honestly,
I don't know if you're... Are you excited?
I was just curious how long it... I knew this was a manga already. Uh-huh. So I was just curious when they were going to do this. I was like, we still have Fairy Tale stuff. So,
well, July now.
Cool.
Tower of God season 2 scheduled also for July 2024.
Wait. Oh, what?
Yeah. Surprise.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's been how many?
Like 3 years, I think. 4? 4. 4.
Four. I think since pandemic.
You're right, 4. Yeah, since 2020.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there's a teaser I think there's a teaser trailer / poster. Like official poster, so yeah,
it's cool because I liked it. I thought it was cool. I kind of expected it to be out 2 years ago.
I expected it to be out like 2 years ago too, but I think the hype is over because I forgot.
We'll find out. We'll see how this goes.
We'll see. The strongest magician in the Demon Lord's army was a human. Anime scheduled for July 2024. Put that in there because it's a long title. Suicide Squad Isekai, an original anime, is now officially scheduled for summer, so July 2024.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. It only because it's DC.
Yeah. I may be a guild receptionist, but I'll solo any boss to clock out on time, anime, scheduled for sometime this year.
Another light novel.
Another light novel. Rurouni Kenshin, season 2, our next favorite arc, the Kyoto Disturbance, is scheduled for October
2024. I can't wait.
Oh, wow. You are excited.
Dude, I remember this. This is the part that I was like, yes, I've been waiting for this part.
Yes.
This is cool.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited too. It's exciting. This reboot's really, has been really good. So
it's been good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know if you know this movie, or I think it's a movie, but it's called Dandadan.
I saw it was trending, and then I recognized it. So
yeah. Well, it's coming on Crunchyroll and Netflix in October. So that'll be fun. They've been doing a lot of like promotions for this, so I'm wondering how good, maybe how bad it is. We'll see.
I don't remember, actually.
But it looks cool. It looks interesting. It looks very like sci-fi, like cyberpunk-esque from the poster.
I think I remember the manga being good, but it's been a while.
Yeah. But we'll see. And then one of my favorite romance mangas, Honey Lemon Soda. It's going to be officially an anime. And it's scheduled for next year, January 2025.
Next year. Wow.
I know. It's exciting. Exciting times.
A lot. We'll talk about some of these a bit more, maybe a bit more thoroughly.
When it gets there.
When we do that episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're flying by, but we're saving it for another episode. Marvel, I got nothing. I don't know if you have anything, but I got nothing.
I know X-Men 97.
That's next week, March 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just, that's next week, yes. Yeah, I keep seeing promos, though. So they're doing a lot of...
Promoing.
Yeah. Heavy promos right now. So it's...
We'll see. DC, I don't know how you feel about this, but there's going to be a live-action Teen Titans movie in the works. What are your thoughts?
I don't like it because they did this already. They already started off with the group, and now it's confusing again if they do this off the bat.
True.
Just at least introduce someone we can follow. Instead of introducing the cast, right?
Yeah.
I think typically that works a little bit more. I don't know. We got Guardians, for instance, right? That was his full introduction. But at that point, we already have something that's established. This is a brand new universe, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll see. It was trending for a very...
Just gave PTSD because it's like another... new group. I don't know. You guys haven't done super well with that concept yet, so...
Yeah.
But again, this is the Gunverse, and I did just mention Guardians, and he did it well. I forgot. That was the thing I wanted to add. That's why I went that direction. It did well. It's just DC. I don't know how much backseat driving they are going to do.
So who knows, but surprisingly we do watch other shows and movies. Love is Blind season 6, the reunion episode, dropped this week. I've seen it. Harrison has not as of recording, but he probably will.
I have to wait for my wife, honestly.
It was juicy. It was nice.
It
was wild.
The season was weird. Not weird. Expected, but
it was chaotic.
It was chaotic.
It was so chaotic. People are crazy. Yeah, they are. Absolutely crazy. Invincible season 2 part 2 has started. We both need to watch that.
I originally I think I told you, I don't know if I said it on
I think
podcast,
we both did. Yeah.
I know we were like, oh, maybe we'll watch it weekly. I'm like, well, I know I'm just going to binge it. So I actually just waited.
Yeah, me too.
So I was going to start binging this weekend probably.
Yes. And I think it's going to be weekly episodes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be weekly going forward. So
yeah. I too will probably start binging. And in games, Honkai Star Rail, the only game that Harrison and I have there's a version 2.1 coming out, so they just dropped the streaming.
Actually, as of today,
as of recording today, Saturday.
Yeah.
So banner, that's exciting.
Oh, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Phase one, phase two of the banners, which we'll be poor for.
It's hilarious because, excuse me, Veronica's more deep into the Hoyoverse now. Noticed, because it's like Genshin and this, right?
Yeah.
Both look at Genshin. You. Who would have thought?
Look at me.
Not me.
Ooh. Not me either.
Unexpected. I blame my brother.
Hey, nah. No, it's true.
It's true.
But we actually have a lot of friends.
Not that it's
play.
A bad thing. It's just funny. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But I think a lot of our friends are like good gamers play this. So
good chunk in our Discord play this. So
yeah. But that's all I have. I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No, I don't. I keep thinking there's one other thing, and I forgot to write it down. But, yeah, it's fine.
Comment down below what we missed. There's
Obviously, I probably missed something, but it's fine.
Harrison's like, yes, I have missed everything.
I
Tower of God, what?
I feel like we talked about that at one point.
Yeah,
I think we did. And I just forgot. That's what I was like, oh, shoot, it's already happening. Okay.
It's great. It's great. But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at NovoConvo and GOVOConvo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below what we've missed or did not miss, and you just want to leave a comment.
Yeah.
What you liked and didn't like. Not about us, but about the news.
Both.
Like this video. Smash that subscribe button. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.